This lesson covers prompt mechanics and system prompts. We'll dig into why few-shot prompting works in the next lesson and chain-of-thought prompting in the one after that. The same model can sound brilliant or hopeless depending on how you ask. Same weights, same architecture, same training, different prompt. Modern chat assistants follow instructions because they were post-trained to. The full mechanics of that post-training, supervised fine-tuning to recognize instruction-shaped input, RLHF, to prefer responses humans rated higher, are covered in phase 4. For this lesson, the working assumption is that the assistant in front of you wants to follow instructions. This lesson is about the lever you actually pull when you talk to it, what a prompt is mechanically, what role system prompts play in shaping a conversation, and the structural reason every instruction-tuned model is vulnerable to prompt injection. By the end, you will know what a prompt does at the token level, what a system prompt is for, and why the system prompt told it not to is not a security guarantee. What a prompt actually is. Every prompting pattern is a way of choosing input tokens. That is the entire mechanism. The model is doing what the earlier lessons, transformer architecture in phase 2, text generation in the previous lesson, described. Take a sequence of tokens, predict the next token, append it, repeat. The prompt is just the prefix you control. Everything in the prompt becomes part of the context that conditions the model's next token prediction loop. What the post-training adds is a bias on top of that loop. The instruction-tuned model has been trained so that when its input looks like an instruction, the most likely next tokens form a response to that instruction, rather than a continuation of similar text. That bias is what makes prompting feel like a conversation rather than text completion. But the underlying machinery has not changed. You are still picking tokens that condition the next token distribution. The art of prompting is choosing the conditioning that makes the desired response a likely continuation. Three patterns dominate practical use, and almost every prompt you write is one of them, or a combination. Zero shot is asking with no examples. Few shot is showing examples first. The underlying phenomenon is called in-context learning, and the next lesson covers it in depth. Chain of thought is asking the model to reason in writing before answering. The lesson after that covers it in depth. This lesson stops at naming them so the rest of it can focus on the mechanics every prompt sits on top of. System prompts, standing instruction for a conversation. Most chat APIs let you set a system prompt, a separate piece of input that is conceptually higher trust than user input, and that the model treats as standing instruction for the conversation. You're a helpful tutor. Explain at the level of a curious high schooler. If you do not know, say so. That kind of framing is processed before user turns and tends to shape style, role, and refusals across the whole conversation. Mechanically, the system prompt is just more tokens at the start of the input. What makes it system is two things. An API contract, most providers expose it as a separate field rather than the user-typed message, and a training contract, the model has been post-trained to weight system instructions more heavily than user instructions when they conflict. Recent training techniques explicitly teach an instruction hierarchy, where system beats user beats tool output. The hierarchy is real. It is not absolute. System prompts are a real lever and worth using when the conversation has a consistent role or constraint. Two cautions are worth naming. First, the model treats the system prompt as guidance, not as law. It will deviate when user input pushes hard enough, or when the application puts large amounts of attacker-controlled text into the input later in the conversation. Second, the trust separation between system and user input is leaky in ways that matter for security, which leads us directly to the last section, prompt injection, the structural vulnerability. Any model that has been trained to follow instructions in its input is, by construction, vulnerable to instructions hidden in its input. This is prompt injection, and it is not a bug in any specific model. It is a property of the SFT and RLHF approach to instruction following. The canonical attack. An application takes user-supplied text, an email, a web page, a comment, a search result, and feeds it into a prompt that includes a system instruction. A malicious user can include text that looks like a new instruction, and the model may follow the injected instruction instead of, or in addition to, the system one. The model has been trained to recognize and follow instruction-shaped input. The system prompt is instruction-shaped. The user's ignore all previous instructions line is also instruction-shaped. The model has no robust way to distinguish which instruction-shaped input is authoritative, because at the token level, they all look like text that conditions the next token distribution. The example above is a direct prompt injection. The user is the attacker and types the injection into the input. The more dangerous variant in real systems is indirect prompt injection, where the attacker hides instruction-shaped text inside content the application later retrieves on a benign user's behalf, a web page, a PDF, an email, a support ticket. The victim and the attacker are different people. The operator never sees the attack land. The Phase 6 lesson on RAG covers the indirect variant in depth, since retrieval augmented systems are where it most often shows up. A nearby concept worth distinguishing: jailbreaks. A jailbreak bypasses the model's refusal training on the attacker's own prompt. The attacker is also the user and is trying to get the model to do something it was trained to refuse. Prompt injection makes the model follow someone else's instructions hidden in its input. Same family of failures. Instruction following over input the operator cannot fully control. Different threat models. Recent training techniques: instruction hierarchy training, where the model is taught to weight system instructions over user instructions. Constitutional and adversarial prompt, RLH. Reduce the gap. They do not close it. Each new technique shifts the bar for an effective injection. None of them turn the bar into a wall, because the underlying mechanism, instruction following over input tokens, is what makes the model useful in the first place. Most of the visible application-side mitigations, channel separation between system and user prompts, output filtering, sandboxing the surface area an injected instruction can reach, further reduce the impact but do not eliminate the underlying vulnerability. The model's helpfulness, the very property RLHF was designed to produce, is what makes it follow whichever instruction sits in front of it. The practical takeaways for you as a reader: treat any user-supplied or web-fetched content inside a prompt as untrusted. It is, regardless of the system prompt above it. Do not give a model on top of untrusted input access to anything you could not afford for the untrusted input to control. Tool access, file rights, message sending, payment endpoints, all of these are reachable by injection unless you architect specifically against it. System prompts are a hint, not a sandbox. Designing as if the system prompt enforces your constraint will eventually surprise you. Why this matters when you use AI? Three direct consequences of taking the prompting model seriously. The right pattern matters more than the right words. Most of the difference between a prompt that works and a prompt that does not is structural. The patterns we'll meet in the next two lessons. And the structural choice swamps the wording choice. Magic phrases like "act as an expert" or "take a deep breath" sometimes show effects on specific benchmarks. In everyday use, the structural choice wins. Most of "the model got dumb" is a too vague prompt. When a chat assistant produces something useless, the most productive first move is to ask whether the prompt actually specified the task, the format, the constraints, the relevant context. The model is a context condition prediction loop. Vague conditioning, vague output. Trust boundaries follow input control, not surface labels. The system prompt sounds authoritative. The user message sounds like a request. At the token level, they are the same kind of input. The difference is a training time bias plus an API level convention. When you build any application that puts a model on top of user-supplied or web-fetched text, recognize the prompt injection surface area and design around it rather than designing as if the system prompt is a guarantee. Common pitfalls. A few mistakes are common enough to be worth naming. Treating prompting as magic words. Every prompt is just a set of input tokens conditioning the next token loop. Once you see the mechanism, you stop chasing incantations and start choosing patterns deliberately. Cargo culting role prompts. You are a senior engineer with 20 years of experience. Often makes no measurable difference, and sometimes hurts. The model starts performing the persona at the cost of doing the task. Use role and system prompts when the role actually changes what good output looks like. Skip them when it is decoration. Treating the system prompt as a sandbox. It is a high-priority hint, not a security boundary. Anything the user, or any text the application retrieves, can say in front of the model is reachable. The system prompt biases the model, but does not enforce a wall, conflating prompting with fine-tuning. Both shape behavior. Prompting is per call and free of training cost. Fine-tuning bakes behavior into the weights and persists across calls without paying token cost. They are different tools with different cost profiles. A common pattern is to prototype with prompting, then fine-tune once the behavior is stable and the volume justifies it. What you should remember: a prompt is the input tokens you control. The model is still doing next token prediction. The prompt is the prefix that conditions the loop. Instruction tuning adds a bias so that instruction-shaped input produces response-shaped continuations. But the underlying machinery has not changed. Three patterns dominate: zero shot, few shot, and chain of thought. This lesson named them. The next two lessons cover few shot and chain of thought in depth. System and role prompts shape the conversation but are not enforcement. Treat them as guidance. Do not design as if the model cannot be talked out of them. Prompt injection is structural. Instruction-tuned models cannot fully distinguish instructions from user-supplied data. Design your application surface area as if any user input is untrusted, because at the token level it is. If you remember one thing, a prompt is just input tokens. The model follows instructions because it was trained to. That is also why it follows the wrong ones when they are hidden in its input.